to Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen are dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We're smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I love when I get a chance to have a fellow podcaster on the air. I really do. And I'm excited because Dr. Cynthia Hauver is a Cornell University graduate, clinical psychologist, and online coach for mompreneurs. She has over 15 years' experience in working with moms, kids, and parenting. She created Mama Shrink to help moms live an exceptional life and engage in self-care without guilt. Dr. Cynthia's belief is you can't be an awesome mom unless you care for yourself first. Her work focuses on helping moms set boundaries, become assertive, eliminate energy vampires, engage in self-care, find inner joy and happiness, and achieve balance all without guilt. Because Dr. Cynthia believes that mamas can have it all and enjoy being a mom in the process. You'll get to learn about more about her at her website, mamashrink.com. You can grab her free book, Ending Mama Guilt, How to Find Happiness, Set Boundaries, and Engage in Self-Care Without Guilt. You'll receive her weekly emails, and you'll be the first to know about any kind of offers. And while you're there, make sure to get on the wait list for her upcoming course, Happy Mama Equals Happy Child, which will be released in April of 2020. You can also work privately with Dr. Cynthia. She has one-on-one coaching opportunities, and you can learn more about that. She will tell you, and you can subscribe to her weekly podcast, Mama Shrink, which is available on iTunes and lots of other listening platforms. So let's bring Dr. Cynthia in. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
You are welcome. So I'm going to just jump right in. You already had a successful private practice. So what made you decide to start Mama Shrink?
Yes. So I still do have a successful private practice. So I am in the process of continuing to balance my own life. But I realized after doing psychology, you know, I've been in the field for 20 years, practicing for 15 years, we see a lot of hard stuff. And I found myself after working one-on-one and running groups and training, just really starting to feel a little burned out. And also wondering, you know, I always had this feeling inside that I was put on this earth to do more and to reach more people with some of the things I've been through in my life. So one day I found out about Marie Forleo and kind of changed my life. She has a course called Be School. So I just felt I should enroll in it. And I was all of a sudden turned on to this amazing online world. And I thought, wow, I could take my skills as a psychologist and a coach and help not only, you know, one-on-one, where I'm only able to reach a certain amount of people, but I could reach thousands, tens of thousands. And that really excited me. So I really started looking more into branching my business into online. And when it came time to pick a topic, after being in the field of psychology for so long and doing some really hard stuff, I decided that I wanted to focus on moms. And I think that happened because I worked really hard to become a mom through going through the adoption process. So it wasn't like something where it was like, whoops, I got pregnant. I mean, we planned for this. We went through a lot. And then when I had these two amazing little beings, I realized, oh my God, being a mom is the hardest job in the whole world. And I truly believe that. And so I always joke that becoming a mom was harder than getting my doctoral degree. So I really started to realize all these moms who are mompreneurs and having their own business, they're really struggling with, you know, setting boundaries and taking care of themselves and not feeling guilty and comparing themselves to others. And when you have your own business, I think it can be doubly hard because there is no set time to start and end. So there's a pressure a lot of times of, well, I could just keep going, but then, you know, I also want to spend time with my children. And I love working with mompreneurs because I think, you know, I am one. I get it. I've have a successful brick and mortar business, and now I'm doing this. So I kind of understand those struggles of setting boundaries for yourself too.
You know, it's funny. We had Dr. Barnsley Brown. It was the funniest thing ever because she's Southern. And she was talking about the thing, five mom things mompreneur needs. And the first thing she said was tapping your inner bitch. And it was just like, my jaw dropped. But you know what? And it's exactly what you're saying. It's not feeling guilty that mm-hmm. you have to work right now. This is work time, especially when you are working from home. Because let's yeah. face it, it's what Word of Mom Radio is all about. Because people really think that, you know, you're dabbling in business. Oh, are you watching this? And it's like, no, I'm working. It really is. It's so funny because very often in tapping that self within yourself, many people think of it as selfish. And self-care is not selfish.
Correct. Correct.
You know?
And I think I've seen, kind of, you know, I always tell moms when they're struggling with guilt, you know, or self-care, I always say, well, first off, that makes you an amazing mom because you actually care. You know, the ones I worry about are the ones that say, oh, you know, I'll just, you know, it's not being completely selfish. It's knowing, okay, I want to have balance. But if you don't do that, then you are going to burn the candle at both ends. And that's when I see a lot of moms I work with really become unhinged because they're resentful. They feel angry. They can be depressed, anxious, all those things because they're not taking care of themselves first.
I know that you are a big believer in moms learning to say no without guilt and setting boundaries. So
yes.
How do we go about that? Because let's face it, it's not an easy task.
No, it's not. And, you know, it's one of the hardest things that I work with women on. But once they start to see it work, they're so excited because they're like, oh, my God, like, that worked and I feel so much better. So I always tell people when you're looking at boundaries, you know, you really have to understand that you're respecting your time and it's not saying I don't care about the other person, but I also need my own physical and emotional space. And my favorite thing for moms to say to themselves, I always say, ask yourself if it's an absolute yes. And if the answer is no, then make it a no. And if you can't make it a no, at least make it a maybe or let me get back to you. Because I think as moms, we have so many things in our lives that our tendency is we don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. We don't want to let them down. We don't want people to be mad at us. So we say yes, yes, yes. And we find ourselves engaged in ridiculous things that aren't serving us. You know, that could be anything from saying yes to going to a baby shower to taking on another project that you really don't want to be doing. And so even if you have a hard time doing it at first, I say, well, write down a list of all the things you've done in the last week and look at that list and circle the ones that were like an absolute yes for you, where you were saying, yeah, this was great. I love this. And then look at the ones that were a no and try and figure out why it feels so hard to say no. You know, because yes, you may be disappointing people, but people who really love you and care about you, they're going to understand. And the ones that don't, those are what I kind of refer to as energy vampires. And they're probably the ones that are just going to keep sucking you dry anyway. So those are the ones you might want to consider having to really set boundaries with and possibly even remove them.
And how do you do that? Because I would think that the energy vampires are the biggest energy suck and the ones that are so manipulative that they don't even really make you realize that they're sucking your energy until mm-hmm. all of a sudden lying there going, why am I feeling like this? So how do you extricate yourself from the energy vampires?
Yeah. So I always say, you know, people have this belief like, well, if I only do this, maybe the other person will change. And I always say people don't change unless they absolutely have to. And even when we want to change, it's hard. So unless you're going to be the one saying, you know, I really care about you, but, you know, I have a lot on my plate. I'm not going to be able to make, you know, your whatever they're asking you to do. Or, you know, sometimes it's having a really hard conversation and saying, you know, a lot of times when we spend time on the phone, I feel like I don't really get to talk about my own feelings. And, you know, I would like to try and change that in our relationship. Now, people who are toxic probably aren't going to get that. Or they can tend to be the help rejecting complainer where you're always giving them advice and they're like, yeah, but, oh, yeah, I would do that if, you know, so sometimes it can be a matter, you know, people who you think, okay, they're not really an energy vampire. What can I do? You know, like sometimes I always say, you know, moms can sometimes do this to us, right? They can be like, oh, I haven't seen you in a really long time, or you don't call me anymore. And, you know, just saying, you know, yes, I'm sorry, but I've realized I really need to take care of myself and I only have so many hours in a day. And it's really getting more comfortable with disappointing people, because if we don't disappoint people, what we end up doing is we end up disappointing the people in our lives and ourselves who we really care about. You know, I always say when you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. So sometimes that really helps moms realize, like, every time you say yes to engaging with Sally on the phone for an hour, you're saying no to spending that time with your child. So sometimes it's really having that inner motivation to be able to have those harder conversations. And if you really know your why, then I think that sets you up for being able to do that.
On that note, we are going to take a quick break and say thank you to our fabulous sponsors on Word of Mom Radio. We'll be right back.
As parents, keeping our school safe is our utmost concern. SafetyBags.com offers a line of clear bags and backpacks, not only for the students, but for the teachers, administrators, and everyone else entering that school, because asking our students to carry clear bags puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe literally on the backs of our children. Safety Bags offers a way to partner with the schools in keeping them safe. So visit us at safetybags.com and you will see why we are the clear choice. Because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Join StadiumBags.com in our efforts to keep schools safe. 10% of every bag sold will now be donated to different organizations promoting safety in our learning environments. Not only do our clear bags take the hassle out of going through security, but they make a difference. So join us at StadiumBags.com because you'll see why we are the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio with Dr. Cynthia. We are talking about MamaShrink.com. So right now, what are some of the things right now that moms can start doing to take care of themselves?
Yes. So, you know, there's always the instant ones of, you know, getting a massage or, you know, getting your nails done or, you know, going and having lunch with your friends. But I think some instant things to do to start taking care of yourself is kind of having a mindset shift. You know, first believing you deserve it, because every mom does. I think it's just taking 5 minutes a day, even if it's when you wake up in the morning, do some deep breathing before you start checking your cell phone, or if you can do a quick meditation, like something to get you in a positive frame to handle the day. Taking breaks throughout the day, even if it's 5 minutes, and realizing that you will end up getting more work done because you'll feel refreshed. Trying to let go of guilt. I think start saying no and stop saying yes to things you don't want to do. I think managing your time better is a really good self-care thing. So looking at your calendar and seeing all the time you're wasting or where you could put in activities that would be self-care because we're not spending our time properly. I think getting off social media, not texting all night long, getting outside is huge. And, you know, I was reading a study that, like, moms work about 100 hours a week and they take, like, 15 minutes to take care of themselves. And so something definitely has to change, and it doesn't have to be huge. It can be 5 minutes. It can be 10 minutes. It could be saying, you know, I'm taking a day off and I'm going to go to the spa and I'm going to completely shut down and engage in taking care of myself. It could be sleeping in when you feel like, oh my God, I have to get up. And, you know, sometimes our bodies need to rest and we need to listen to those things.
Why do you think that moms carry so much guilt when they actually take care of themselves? You know, it's amazing to see how people beat themselves up over, I mean, I remember when my kids were young and I was a single mom, three kids, and they were all playing sports, two boys in baseball, daughter in softball. And I would go to like this game, then I'd go to that game, and I would just be driving all over the place. And my kids were actually like, you know what, Mom? Why don't you just pick one kid per day and come to our game? And they were so sweet because they were like, we know that you want to be at all of our games, but that's okay. Just, you know, I would send, just make sure we have our muffins. You know, I would take these little mini muffins for the team and you know, they had their little cooler of food and stuff like that. But, you know, it was my kids actually saying to me, it's okay. You know, we know you want to be at all the games, but you don't have to make yourself
beautiful.
Nuts. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And I think, you know, it, you know, I was just reading this study, which I was like, oh, this makes so much sense to me. You know, it wasn't until like the 1990s when this whole concept of taking care of ourselves for moms started to come about. So I think a lot of the guilt comes in, you know, we didn't grow up seeing our moms do this. You know, we saw our moms, you know, if they were working and taking care of the home, it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to go take care of myself. So, you know, we learn a lot through modeling. I've heard moms report, you know, what will other moms think of me? You know, what if they're talking behind my back, you know, or afraid that people are going to view them as selfish or someone's going to get mad at them or their kids are going to get mad at them, you know, and I think it's a great opportunity. I mean, you're lucky that your kids were like encouraging you, but if your child's like, why aren't you coming, you know, to be able to say, Mommy needs to take a break for herself, and it's really important because it's going to make me a better mom. And they may not completely get that, but if, you know, someone else takes them to their sporting event and you have some time to yourself and they come home and then it's a great day, they're going to start realizing, and you're teaching them something great, which is take care of yourself. It's okay. It's not selfish. And I think as moms, we have to stop being so hard on each other. You know, when you're not being catty, not being like, oh, she's doing that again. You know, it's not serving us because we should be encouraging that, really not talking nasty about it.
You know, it's funny that you're saying that because I'm watching from the Super Bowl, Shakira and J-Lo, and all the backlash that women are giving them because of the outfits they wore.
Oh, gosh.
I'm serious. It's like, wait a minute. Shakira's
and I'm thinking, wow,
43. J-Lo's 50. And what I'm serious. What I loved is that neither one of them are skinny girls.
Yeah.
You know, they have curve. And it just shows that, you know, you don't have to be a size 2 to be sexy. How come nobody complained that Adam Levine didn't have a shirt last year in the halftime show? I'm a total jock, as you can tell. But I'm serious. It's like, man, even women, you're so backbiting and catty to each other. It's like, wow. It's amazing to me how other mothers make other women and other moms, you know, feel like, oh, well, I do this. And, you know, I mean, my friends used to joke because I was, you know, to them, I was the cross between Betty Crocker and Mrs. Rogers, you know, because I made things from scratch and this and that, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, but that's how I grew up.
You know, I grew up with a grandmother that made everything from scratch and a mom that made everything from scratch. My kids are grown and gone. I have a 19-month-old grandson. I'm still making things from scratch because that's how I like to cook. I've never had to worry about shifting my food to healthy food. I always ate healthy. And so did my kids. But I never made other moms feel bad because they were going out and buying food. I never tried to, I never made somebody feel like, it's not my job. My job is to tell you, hey, however you're getting dinner on the table, good for you. You got dinner on the table.
You know? And I think, too, when we see, like, posts on Facebook of a mom doing something that you're like, oh, my God, I don't do that. Or I didn't make that homemade thing for my kid or that costume. Or, man, I forgot about that. You know, like, not comparing ourselves because we don't know. Like, they may have a way different life. They may have help. They may have a different schedule. So we have to stop being so mean to each other.
I totally agree. And, you know, with you having been, I mean, you're a psychologist over 15 years. What do you see happens to moms that don't take that time to care for themselves?
It's a big, big problem. You know, I see moms reaching for alcohol, Xanax, you know, things that it's like, oh, my God, I got to go home and parent. I have to get through this evening. Or, you know, food, unhealthy food. I find them yelling at their kids. Sometimes even wondering, like, why did I even decide to have kids, wanting to run away, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, complete burnout, and really a lack of productivity, you know, because they're just so exhausted that even when they want and may have time to work on their business or at their job, they just have nothing left. So, you know, the whole saying of put the oxygen mask on yourself before you help someone else is so true, because I see the moms who don't do that, and I actually have to start pointing out to them, like, maybe this is making you not be such a great mom, because how can you be a great mom when you're not recharged, when you're resentful, you're even wondering, like, parenting is so unfun, the only way I can get through it is to drink alcohol or take pills. I mean, that's when you kind of know, okay, I got to do something to change this here.
What is it about you that makes it you different from working with other coaches out there? Because there are so many different places and people.
Right. Yeah, I think what makes me different is my education, my training as a psychologist. You know, even though when I'm functioning in a coach role, I'm not really working on the deeper psychological problems. But I also, that's who I am. You know, I've kind of been this person for so many years that I'm always looking for those things, and I do pull some of that into my work with other people. And I also know when someone may really need a psychologist before working with a coach. You know, I can kind of pick up on, you know, maybe you need to do some healing work before we dive into really focusing on motivating you towards change. So I do believe that my experience being a psychologist serves me in the coaching role. And I'm also pretty authentic and real. So even my psychology clients will say, I'm pretty sure you're just going to tell me how it is. You're going to do it in a nice way, but you're going to do it. And I finally appreciate that.
How can people work with you?
Well, I have a very select few one-on-one slots available. So if anyone is interested in working with me, they can email me at drcynthia@mamashrink.com. And they absolutely can subscribe to my podcast because I every week record content for moms on all of these areas where I dive deeper. I have my course coming out in April called Happy Mama, Happy Child. And heading over to my website at mamashrink.com to grab my book, which really dives deep into these topics. And also, I'm coming out with a hypnosis download for moms who are dealing with overwhelm, because I'm really a big believer in kind of rewiring your brain. So I try to give away a lot of free content in between my paid content.
Where can people find out more about you? You just mentioned your site.
Yes. Subscribing to my podcast, Mama Shrink. I am on Facebook at Mama Shrink. You can find me on Instagram at mama.shrink. I am on Twitter at Mama Shrink at Dr. Cynthia Hover and LinkedIn at Dr. Cynthia Hover.
I really encourage people to reach out because, you know, engaging in self-care and finding that inner happiness and achieving balance without feeling guilty about it, we deserve that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And out of, you know, mom, women put a lot of pressure on ourselves, but as moms, we throw so much more on ourselves and we don't need to, you know, perfection is a low goal. There is no such thing, you know,
right.
Every day, some days are good days. Some days are days that you're like, all right, well, I don't get a do-over, but you know what? If you all survived the day, you did your job. You know?
Yeah, nothing bad happened.
You live to tell the tale. And so, you know, you get to live to tell another one. It's really what it boils down to, you know,
yeah.
And so this is why I love what I do. I love that I get the opportunity to share such amazing women doing wonderful work. So thank you so much, Dr. Cynthia. I truly appreciate you sharing your time and your expertise with us. I encourage you out there, go to mamashrink.com and take a look. You will really be glad you did because sometimes it's everything that people are saying to you, it's just how it's being said. And
thank you for that.
Sometimes just a different voice makes you realize it gives you that permission because as you give yourself permission, you give others permission to take care of themselves. So like Dr. Cynthia said, and they tell you all the time, you have to put your mask on first before you can help anyone else. So let's get these moms knowing that we rock and we are making a difference and, you know, you can do it. So Dr. Cynthia, thank you so much for being here. For all
thank
of
you
tuning into Word of Mom, it's my pleasure having you here. Thank you so much. And for all of us here at the Word of Mom Media Network, thanks so much for joining us today. We'll be closing out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. She is you, so... This is Dory DiCarlo on behalf of everyone here. See you next time. Go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself. Yes, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong. Yes, she knows who she is. Has integrity. Woman strong and true. You know her by name. See, this woman is you. She is sure.
She